In Clarkston, Washington, a business is pairing up people to live with each other through a home sharing program, NWPB's Phineas Pope reports.
I'm just going to come over to you. And you need
Meet 78-year-old Dean Johnson and 83-year-old Lane Phillips. They're two men who've been living together in Clarkston since fall of 2024.
Okay.
Excuse me just a second there.
Sure.
We started off as being, strangers with each other. From my standpoint, I now have somebody who is a friend that lives with me.
That's Phillips. The two men are not related. They met through a home sharing business called Olive and Coop.
We basically describe Olive and Coop as analogous to Match.com meets Airbnb.
Robin Albers is a co-founder of Olive and Coop. She and her partner, Tali Carasali, got the idea for a business after a scary experience a couple of years ago.
I was traveling for work and I got a call from my uncle and he told me that my dad had had a fall. And my dad, you have to understand, lives between two small towns in Idaho. He's very remote. And he was down for 2 days.
Albert's dad was okay, but after rehab, he wanted to go back home. Albert said she knew he would need a lot of help with tasks like cooking and cleaning.
And so we looked around for any kind of opportunity for somebody to go into the home to help him out, and we really couldn't find any services.
Albert's dad, with help, was eventually able to go back home. Albers, a Clarkston City Council member, and Carasali, a physician, decided to start a home-sharing business. The company has successfully paired older and younger adults together, but there's no age requirement, as Johnson and Phillips are proving. Phillips owns the home in Clarkston. 11 years ago, he had a fall and first-ever seizure. Since then, he's been in a wheelchair.
And I'm very lucky that I have Dean, because he helps me when I do need, some assistance in that way.
For the homeowner, the benefits of Olive and Coop include safety, having someone who's around. For the renter, it's about affordable housing where other options are often limited. For Johnson, though, the renter, the benefits go beyond purely financial.
He's a good cook, and so he does a lot of the cooking for us. I have an excellent situation here, which I didn't expect. I have room and board.
The company works with both homeowners and renters, or what they call home sharers. An owner and a sharer will connect online, where Olive and Coop helps match people up. Albert says Clarkston is also struggling with a housing crisis. She sees the need for affordable housing in her work as a city council member.
We have a number of people in our community that are at risk for being unhoused. We have a number of people in our community who are homeless.
Albert sees Olive and Coop as one piece of the puzzle to help give people an opportunity to be housed in a safe and secure environment. Johnson says securing housing is especially difficult for retired people. He had found an apartment. It would have cost $1,400 a month with utilities. That's compared to the $400 a month he's paying now.
I was on a waiting list for a subsidized housing. I was looking for that. And the waiting lists for probably a dozen places is well over a year.
Johnson said when Olive and Coop came along, it was a godsend. As far as conversation topics between the two, it ranges from cooking to sports and...
We talk about our little cigars that we like to smoke once in a while.
In Clarkston, I'm Phineas Pope, reporting.